Right, there we go. Right, it's that time of the week again when I'm joined by Shane Murphy from the Oral Cancer House. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eric. I'm good, and yourself?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good. How was your week?
It was good, yeah.
That's the job. Right, this week we're going to talk a little bit about boundaries, setting boundaries and protecting your emotional space. I suppose, first of all, tell us a little bit, what exactly is your emotional space?
Well, you know, we all have this feelings and emotions that go on inside us, and we all have, everyone is different, everyone is unique, and we all have these boundaries that we know when someone has crossed them. We know when we feel a bit, something is off, you know. When someone is, that you can't say no. If you know what I mean, when people, you know, are pushing you and pulling you, and you're just feeling that you're feeling uncomfortable. Right. I suppose boundaries, a lot of different boundaries are around, you know, I suppose the most obvious one is sexual boundaries, you know, where people are touching and feeling, and it's, yeah, they're pushing you too hard, and you don't, you want to say no, but you don't know how to say no. Right. And I suppose people struggle around boundaries because they don't want to upset or hurt the other person. But we put in boundaries for ourselves for lots of very good reasons. You know, we have a value and we have a belief system within ourselves.
But Shane, where do those values come from, or where do those boundaries come from? Like, there's something that obviously that's not just grown organically, or is it something we're taught?
No, I mean, they boundaries change as we get older, as we change as people. You know, our most basic boundaries can come from our family of origin. You know, I mean, things that we were taught as we were growing up that was right and wrong to do. So it changes per person. And I suppose to become aware that people have boundaries is so important, because someone will tell you, you know, no, I don't want to do that. And if we keep pushing it, we're pushing their boundaries. And some people who wouldn't have strong boundaries up would, even though they don't want to do it, would actually do it. I'm not talking sexual. I'm talking about just things like, you know, you're saying to someone, you know, come on, let's go over here. Let's go. Say if you're in Yall, you know, people might be scared of water, but it's saying, come on, let's go down to the edge of the water. And even though you don't want to do it because you're afraid that you're going to fall in, you still do it. Mm-hmm. Because the other person has been pushing your boundaries. You're like, you know what? It's easier just to say yes and I'll do it. I think that's probably the most basic way to explain your boundaries. You know, if you do something that you don't want to do, it means that someone has crossed your boundaries and you shouldn't do it. We should be strong enough to be able to say no. And I suppose, like I say, the most extreme boundary is around, you know, someone pushing you too much around sexuality and anything along those lines that people cross. That's a very obvious boundary. You know, rape and stuff like that is a very obvious boundary that someone has actually crossed a line. But the basic principles around boundaries are that if you're feeling uncomfortable, or if you're feeling something that, like, no, actually, I don't want to do this, and then you're thinking in your mind, you know what, I'd be better off not to say no, because it would hurt the other person's feelings.
Yeah, yeah. Now, like, there's lots of different boundaries there, of course. Like, there's, as you say, there's personal space, there's sexuality, emotions and thoughts, time and energy, there's cultures, religions, all that kind of stuff. Are they all, as you say, if you're not comfortable with something like that and there's someone pushing it, like, as you said, they're crossing the boundaries no matter what it is, really. Like, if that sense of discomfort is there, it's not right for you, so, you know, they're breaking our boundaries, yeah?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to say. Like, but I mean, you know, I mean, we as, and especially us Irish people, are, you know, we don't want to say no because we don't want to hurt someone else's feelings.
Yeah.
And I suppose what I'm saying about this is that we all have different boundaries, and we all have the basic boundaries are there anyhow. But then we have other boundaries that people don't know about. And unless we're honest about them, the other person has no way of knowing.
Yes.
If we're honest enough to say, do you know what, I don't feel comfortable doing that, and the other person goes, oh, yes, okay, no problem, that's fine. And sometimes you'll actually have people go, ah, no, come on, do it. You feel better if you do it. Come on. You'll do it. Come on. You know, I sound like fun.
And that happens quite a lot, Shane, like, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, you know, we're actually giving a little bit of something ourselves that doesn't feel comfortable. You'll go home in the evening and go, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
And you'll feel crap. you know, because they've pushed your boundaries, you know. So I want to talk about this today because it's so important that we actually have our boundaries up.
And I suppose, Shane, on the flip side, we're all guilty of probably doing that. Come on, as well. Like, you know, and probably unknown to ourselves.
Well, we think we all have different values.
Yeah,
we think
yeah.
Our value says that this is okay to do this, and I know that this is going to fix me. So if it's going to fix me, it's obviously going to fix you.
Yes.
So, you know, we have this thing of, you know, I mean, it's even like the week I was talking about depression, and we us Irish or even us human beings kind of say, Ash, look, don't worry about it. You're just sad. Don't worry about it. Just snap out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's coming from a side that you have never experienced depression, so you know what's best. But the other person is feeling that depression and feeling that sadness, and they're going, no, I can't snap out of it. But then they do, they go for the walk with the person, but they don't feel good about themselves, and they actually go into worse depression because of it.
Yeah.
And that's why boundaries, setting our own boundaries and knowing what our own boundaries. So I suppose the best thing to know about your boundaries is that if you were to sit down on a piece of paper and say what's acceptable and what's not acceptable to me, and then if you were literally to be able to say to someone no and actually stick to your boundaries, you actually feel better in yourself. It creates better self-esteem. It actually makes you feel better that you actually come away going, geez, I'm glad I stood my ground there now. I'm so right. And you feel stronger about it. And I suppose the other thing around boundaries, I suppose, is that they should be a little bit flexible. You know, I'm saying here that if it feels wrong within yourself, yes. But I mean, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone and they're saying something, there has to be some little bit of give and take. But that is only around discussion and honesty around, you know, I don't feel comfortable with this because of this. And then the other person might say, oh, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, have you ever thought about, you know, like I said there, about the not being uncomfortable getting close to the water? Have you ever thought about learning how to swim?
Yes.
And you're going, all right, okay, I never thought about that, you know, or something along those lines. So at least you might actually change it and have some bit of flexibility around it. But I mean, the key to all this is communication and honesty.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Dialogue here is probably the big player, isn't it? And you know, it is all very fine having boundaries, like, but if you don't express those boundaries to someone else, you know, they're not going to know.
Well, that's it. If we feel bad inside, like, I mean, as I say, we, especially as Irish, we're very aware of kind of like, I better not say anything because I don't want to hurt their feelings, but we don't care about our feelings. And that's what's so important about boundaries, about protecting your boundaries, keeping your boundaries up. And, you know, we probably have about 5 or 6 boundaries that we don't like to be crossed. Those ones that we actually, you know, there isn't even a bit of flexibility around it because we actually believe that's, you know, I mean, even when you think around COVID and everything that's going on at the moment, one clear boundary, obviously now, the obvious one is obviously the mask. The other one is around the fact of no touching.
Yeah.
You know, we're all very aware of that. Like, but then there are people who still might go to you to hug. And, you know, there's serious boundaries around that. Like, so, I mean, I suppose even our boundaries have changed even in a year because of COVID. And bear in mind, there are a lot of people out there that pre-COVID who wouldn't have been comfortable with hugging, and but still let somebody else hug them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yes, yeah, I know. It is kind of hard to call at times, like, isn't it? And how do you know if like, I know there's one person comes in here and she does, she's done a few interviews with us, but she's quite known for her hugging, like, it's very natural and lovely and nice and innocent, but that's not for everybody. And how do you know if you're crossing that line if people aren't going to tell you, or do you just?
Well, I suppose if you watch out for it, the person kind of backs away a little bit. You know, I mean, if that person that you're talking about, it should be kind of just watching out for kind of different cues. You know, kind of avoiding eye contact. You know, turning away. You know, kind of maybe getting nervous around them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even sometimes folding your arms in front of you.
Yeah.
And even when you hug them, you can feel that they're kind of stiff.
Yeah. It's not a natural thing, yes. I know what you mean.
It's natural. And if you are aware around your boundaries and aware that other people have boundaries, you will notice it and you'll probably say to yourself, hopefully you'll say to yourself afterwards, oh, actually, no, I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't think that person felt comfortable. I won't do that again, you know. And I suppose what's going to happen when we come out of COVID and people can hug is that people are going to be more aware of it, and they're actually going to be saying to people going forward now is, do you mind if I hug you? That is a question that is going to be asked more now than ever when we come out the other side of this, when everybody is vaccinated and everything else. You know, you will be going up to people and going, you mind it? You know, I'd say most people will be glad of a hug at the moment. But, you know, I just think that it maybe this around the whole hugging thing, I think the COVID has probably made a huge awareness around it, and people will be more conscious about it. And same with touching and handshaking and all the other things. Like, there are very obvious boundaries that people have set now. This is a worldwide.
Yes, to have, yeah, it is. And like, as we spoke about before, like, it goes against everything that we are, I suppose, really, you know. Go on.
I suppose continuing on from even my conversation last week about techno stress, you know, I mean, the other boundaries now that we have to think about is around technology. So, I mean, I suppose one of the interesting ones I find is that around WhatsApp. If you read the message, now assuming you have your blue ticks on, if you read your message, the other person is expects a text back instantly.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
For a weekend or something like that, and you read the text and someone sees double blue lines. You know, I've got it where I've read it and they've double blue lines, and I might actually go, you know what, I can't be dealing with this now, and I put my phone down, and then I get a height of abuse about 3 hours later going, I know you read my message, how come you didn't reply to it?
Yeah.
And other people, this is again boundaries around these things that we set boundaries, you know, I mean, I took a digital detox this weekend, but before I did, I texted a lot of my close friends and family and said, I'm taking a digital detox. But the fact that we actually have to do that in this society is terrible, that you actually have to do.
Yeah, that you had to explain that, yeah, because like I'd be guilty of that now as well. At times I get a text or a message or anything like that, and I generally forget it, like, you know, if there's just something small talk or anything like that, I would generally forget, and it could be a couple of hours like that, and as you say, why didn't you get back to me or whatever like that, but that's not right either, like.
No, it's not, like, and I mean, it's again boundaries around that. It's boundaries around, it's the weekend, I don't text some people at the weekend. Or, you know, I mean, it's setting our own boundaries, setting our own standards. You know, I have friends who I know for a fact that if I send them a text, they might not actually get back to me for 3 or 4 hours, or it might even be the next day before they get back to me.
Yeah.
And I know that's okay. So they've set those boundaries with me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Now I know that is okay. Whereas then you have other people who, you know, text you back straight away and expect a message again instantly. You know, we've become, with the whole TikTok and everything, we've become such an instant world. We expect things to happen instantly. And it's again around setting those boundaries, even around technology, setting those boundaries around messages. You know, if someone says to you, you know, why didn't you get back to me? I go, well, I have a life. You know, I've other things happening in my life. But you shouldn't even have to explain it. There's technology boundaries as well. Around not this expectation that we have that people should message us back straight away, you know. I mean, people have lives, they have wives, they have kids, they have jobs, you know. Even when you're working 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, when you were in the office before, you mightn't have your phone on you. Whereas when you're working from home now, people expect you to
exactly,
have your phone on
you. Yeah. And it's just important as well to say, Shane, like, that the boundaries actually improve relationships and self-esteem in that, you know, giving people, you know, or letting people know your boundaries or whatever like that, they actually bring people a bit closer together rather than further apart.
Well, that's you know what I mean, like, because if you start into a relationship with someone and they do everything that you ask them to do, you won't feel comfortable. You know what I mean, when you say say that you are a strong individual and this is the person I want to date, because you actually feel like a strong person. And you know, when someone sets boundaries, the other person just kind of gets that sense of, oh, okay, this person knows who they are and there's a bit of strength. Whereas if you're just going to literally do whatever the other person says, and you'll get bored very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so important, because you both feel good. You know, if you get into a relationship with someone, they say to you, come on, let's do this, I want to do this today, and you go, in your mind, you go, I don't like doing that, let's just say skydiving. I'm not going skydiving.
Yeah.
I'm scared of heights. And if you turn around to the other person and say, do you know what, I'm scared of heights, I don't want to do that, you feel good because you stood up for your values, and they feel good going, oh, okay, well then I know that that person doesn't do that. That's good. I know that, and it's so important.
Yeah, and as just reading some of the stuff that you gave me there, and there's one lovely sentence really, and it says, having boundaries allows you to make yourself a priority. Which is kind of sums up the whole lot, really. Like, so you're, you know, by doing that, you're giving yourself a priority. You're making yourself the priority here.
Well, I mean, everything that we talk about since we started on you and me on this journey together, Eric, yeah. You know that everything we talk about is about you. You are the most important person to you
yeah.
on the planet.
Yeah, exactly,
and
yeah.
Everything that you do for you is for you. You know, I mean, we as human beings, it's not just Irish, we have an awful tendency to actually forget about ourselves. And maybe, you know, this everything that's going on with this pandemic has forced people to start thinking about themselves and seeing themselves and spending time on themselves, you know, because they've so much extra time now that they're spending time on themselves.
Yeah.
So that's why these boundaries and having this, you know, I suppose the best way to describe it with my clients is having a little circle around you. And you know what that circle stands for. And when someone crosses that line, you know that you're feeling uncomfortable. And the key thing to get across is, if you don't tell the person they've crossed a boundary, how are they going to know?
Yeah.
They're going to keep on pushing that boundary because they know no difference.
Yeah.
And then if you tell that person and they still continually push it, they're not good for you. You don't need them in your life because they do not understand boundaries themselves.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And you know what? And all these kind of things, they come back, as you say, they come back to the same thing about working on you and working on you. And like if you look after you, it is easy to look after someone else then.
Completely. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, no matter if people are going on working in the cancer building, I know from clients coming in and out of the door when they're struggling with cancer and all that, and the person that's looking after them, and if that person isn't strong and isn't looking after themselves, they are no good to try and support and help
yeah.
the person that's dealing with cancer.
Yeah.
And that's the same with COVID, that's the same with any illness. If you don't look after yourself, I see it time and time again where they give so much of themselves to the other person that they're actually too tired, too emotionally drained that they can't actually help the other person. So it's so important that you look after yourself, because if your mental, physical and emotional well-being is the most important thing to you.
And that's it. And at that, Shane, we'll leave it at that for this week. Thank you very much indeed once again.
Thanks, Harry.
Cheers. Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Shane Murphy from the Your